94.7 WMAS with the Kellogg crew, Jason Derulo. It's 7:20, mostly sunny, a high of 70. A beautiful, beautiful day today. Great day to get married even,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, we're gearing up for wedding season, and I'm actually considering getting married again.
Are you?
Yes.
To whom?
Same guy or different guy?
No, I'll marry Gary again if Johnny Depp says no again. But
no again for the 300th time?
I would totally get married because they are doing fairy tale weddings at Disney. And this is what I always wanted. I mean, what woman doesn't want to be a princess on her wedding day? And if you ever had that dream, it can come true now because they are allowing weddings in front of that iconic castle at Disney. You know, the big castle.
The one that you see at the beginning of every movie?
On every postcard?
From Disney?
Is that Cinderella's castle or the guy?
Yes. It's I think it's Cinderella's castle. It is Cinderella's castle. Yeah. At one point, it was the birthday cake castle, but they changed it back to Cinderella's castle.
Well, how much is this going to cost the parents?
A little bit. A little bit more than the average. $75,000. You want it right in front of the castle.
Wow.
And that would be me.
Well, isn't that the price of admission there anyway?
Pretty much, yeah.
$75,000 just to get into the park.
Might actually be cheaper to do the wedding.
You don't have to spend that much. They could do it for $2,500, but they have to do it somewhere else. You don't get all the Cinderella princess treatment
package.
They
do it in front of like a souvenir kiosk or something for $2,500?
You have to do it while riding It's a Small World.
Taylor Swift, it's 94.7 WMAS with the Kellogg crew. Chris Kellogg, Dina, and Lopez, welcome to a Wednesday. It's the 18th of May. Good to have you along. Mostly sunny, a high of 70 for today. And now let's get to Dina's Dirt at the 40, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Need to make home improvements? You can get a rate as low as 1.95% APR on home equity lines of credit at Pioneer Valley Credit Union. So what's up?
Someone is looking for money from Charlie Sheen, and it's not one of his ex-wives. So, of course, we're curious to see who's looking for some cash.
Me.
$288,000. Apparently, it's his credit card company, Platinum American Express, is going after him. They're suing Charlie Sheen to get their money. He owed his balance last month, and his late fees alone are just over $8,300.
Hello, that's why you have a credit card, so you don't have to pay him back.
That's a good point.
Isn't that the whole reason of having a credit card?
But see, I don't have an Amex, and what I learned about Amex is that you're supposed to pay your balance off every month.
Oh, right. Right.
Not if you're Charlie Sheen. You have the Charlie Sheen plan.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Charlie Sheen card. Yeah. And when he was asked about the lawsuit, he said if I was Amex, I'd be suing me too. So we'll have to see what happens if he pays up or if he plays it out in court.
I think that's incriminating.
Rebel Wilson is suing Bauer Media in Australia because she says they basically defamed her. There was an article written about her that damaged her reputation, saying that she lied about her age, her upbringing. They implied she was like a serial liar who invented all these stories in order to make it in Hollywood. You know, mostly lying about her age, her real name, her family's occupation, things like that.
Okay.
So she says that it's injured her feelings, credit, and reputation.
Wait a
gravely second.
Can you sue for injured your feelings?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Apparently you can. She said the lies have kept her from getting movie roles, so she wants the money she feels she would have made.
Right.
So good luck pinpointing what movie role you would have landed and saying that would have been your salary. DinasDirt.com. With Kerry Washington's pregnancy, we knew there was going to be a price to pay, and apparently Scandal is being pushed back to its mid-season premiere for its star's new arrival. They had to make some adjustments, and now we're going to have to wait until 2017 to see what happens with the election that it was left at.
Can't they just shoot from her neck up?
You would think.
Just like a floating head.
Just
eyes. I don't
know
what you do about face bloat, though. I don't know if you could fix that. DinasDirt.com. And speaking of babies, Gordon Ramsay's wife, Tana, is pregnant. This is their fifth child. Now they have four teenagers in the house, three girls and a boy, and now one more on the way. He's a little bit worried about this. He's having a hard time handling the teenage years.
I wonder why he yells at all the chefs on his TV show.
Well, we're just hoping that
he doesn't
delay any of the cooking till 2017, you know, in lieu of his wife expecting a baby. Let's just hope the cooking continues, unlike Scandal and Kerry Washington there.
They can shoot him from the head up.
Yeah, that's it. Shoot him from the head up.
Just shoot the frying pan, people. And that's your
panhandle.
At 6:40, more fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 7:40.
There's more with